Chapter 5. Hear this word, Israel, this lament I take up concerning you. Fallen is virgin Israel, never to rise again, deserted in her own land with no one to lift her up. This is what the sovereign Lord says to Israel. Your city that marches out 1,000 strong will have only 100 left. Your town that marches out 100 strong will have only 10 left. This is what the Lord says to Israel. Seek me and live. Do not seek Bethel. Do not go to Gilgal. Do not journey to Beersheba. For Gilgal will surely go into exile, and Bethel will be reduced to nothing. Seek the Lord and live, or he will sweep through the tribes of Joseph like a fire. It will devour them, and Bethel will have no one to quench it. There are those who turn justice into bitterness and cast righteousness to the ground. He who made the Pleiades and Orion, who turns midnight into dawn and darkens day into night, who calls the waters of the sea and pours them out over the face of the land, the Lord is his name. With a blinding flash, he destroys the stronghold and brings the fortified city to ruin. There are those who hate the one who upholds justice in court and detest the one who tells the truth. You levy a straw tax on the poor and impose a tax on their grain. Therefore, though you have built stone mansions, you will not live in them. Though you have planted lush vineyards, you will not drink their wine. For I know how many are your offenses and how great your sins. There are those who oppress the innocent and take bribes and deprive the poor of justice in the courts. Therefore, the prudent keep quiet in such times, for the times are evil. Seek good, not evil, that you may live. Then the Lord God Almighty will be with you, just as you say he is. Hate evil, love good, maintain justice in the courts. Perhaps the Lord God Almighty will have mercy on the remnant of Joseph. Therefore, this is what the Lord God Almighty says. There will be wailing in all the streets and cries of anguish in every public square. The farmers will be summoned to weep and the mourners to wail. There will be wailing in all the vineyards, for I will pass through your midst, says the Lord. Woe to you who long for the day of the Lord. Why do you long for the day of the Lord? That day will be darkness, not light. It will be as though a man fled from a lion only to meet a bear, as though he entered his house and rested his hand on the wall only to have a snake bite him. Will not the day of the Lord be darkness, not light, pitch dark without a ray of brightness? I hate, I despise your religious festivals. Your assemblies are a stench to me. Even though you bring me burnt offerings and grain offerings, I will not accept them. Though you bring choice fellowship offerings, I will have no regard for them. Away with the noise of your songs. I will not listen to the music of your harps, but let justice roll on like a river, righteousness like a never-failing stream. Did you bring me sacrifices and offerings 40 years in the wilderness, people of Israel? You have lifted up the shrine of your king, the pedestal of your idols, the star of your God, which you made for yourselves. Therefore, I will send you into exile beyond Damascus, says the Lord, whose name is God Almighty. Chapter 6. Woe to you who are complacent in Zion, and to you who feel secure on Mount Samaria, you notable men of the foremost nation, to whom the people of Israel come. Go to Calneh and look at it. Go from there to Great Hamath, and then go down to Gath in Philistia. Are they better off than your two kingdoms? Is their land larger than yours? You put off the day of disaster and bring near a reign of terror. You lie on beds adorned with ivory and lounge on your couches. You dine on choice lambs and fattened calves. You strum away on your harps like David and improvise on musical instruments. You drink wine by the bowlful and use the finest lotions, but you do not grieve over the ruin of Joseph. Therefore, you will be among the first to go into exile. Your feasting and lounging will end. The sovereign Lord has sworn by himself. The Lord God Almighty declares, I abhor the pride of Jacob and detest his fortresses. I will deliver up the city and everything in it. If 10 people are left in one house, they too will die. And if the relative who comes to carry the bodies out of the house to burn them asks anyone who might be hiding there, is anyone else with you? And he says no, then he will go on to say, hush, we must not mention the name of the Lord. For the Lord has given the command, and he will smash the great house into pieces and the small house into bits. Do horses run on the rocky crags? Does one plow the sea with oxen? But you have turned justice into poison and the fruit of righteousness into bitterness. You who rejoice in the conquest of Lodabar and say, did we not take Karnaim by our own strength? For the Lord God Almighty declares, I will stir up a nation against you, Israel, that will oppress you all the way from Lebo Hamath to the Valley of the Aqaba.
Amos chapter 7 from the Christian Standard Bible. The Lord God showed me this. He was forming a swarm of locusts at the time the spring crop first began to sprout, after the cutting of the king's hay. When the locusts finished eating the vegetation of the land, I said, Lord God, please forgive. How will Jacob survive since he is so small? The Lord relented concerning this. It will not happen, he said. The Lord God showed me this. The Lord God was calling for a judgment by fire. It consumed the great deep and devoured the land. Then I said, Lord God, please stop. How will Jacob survive since he is so small? The Lord relented concerning this. This will not happen either, said the Lord God. He showed me this. The Lord was standing there by a vertical wall with a plumb line in his hand. The Lord asked me, what do you see, Amos? I replied, a plumb line. Then the Lord said, I am setting a plumb line among my people Israel. I will no longer spare them. Isaac's high places will be deserted, and Israel's sanctuaries will be in ruins. I will rise up against the house of Jeroboam with a sword. Amaziah, the priest of Bethel, sent word to King Jeroboam of Israel, saying, Amos has conspired against you right here in the house of Israel. The land cannot endure all his words, for Amos has said this, Jeroboam will die by the sword, and Israel will certainly go into exile from its homeland. Then Amaziah said to Amos, Go away, you seer. Flee to the land of Judah. Earn your living and give your prophecies there, but don't ever prophesy at Bethel again, for it is the king's sanctuary and a royal temple. So Amos answered Amaziah, I was not a prophet or the son of a prophet. Rather, I was a herdsman, and I took care of sycamore figs. But the Lord took me from following the flock and said to me, Go, prophesy to my people Israel. Now hear the word of the Lord. You say, Do not prophesy against Israel. Do not preach against the house of Isaac. Therefore, this is what the Lord says. Your wife will be a prostitute in this city. Your sons and daughters will fall by the sword, and your land will be divided up with a measuring line. You yourself will die on pagan soil, and Israel will certainly go into exile from its homeland. The Lord God showed me this, a basket of summer fruit. He asked me, What do you see, Amos? I replied, A basket of summer fruit. The Lord said to me, The end has come for my people Israel. I will no longer spare them. In that day the temple songs will become wailing. This is the Lord God's declaration. Many dead bodies thrown everywhere. Silence! Hear this, you who trample on the needy and do away with the poor of the land, asking, When will the new moon be over so we may sell grain, and the Sabbath so we may market wheat? We can reduce the measure while increasing the price and cheat with dishonest scales. We can buy the poor with silver and the needy for a pair of sandals, and even sell the chaff. The Lord has sworn by the pride of Jacob, I will never forget all their deeds. Because of this, won't the land quake, and all who dwell in it mourn? All of it will rise like the Nile. It will surge and then subside like the Nile in Egypt. And in that day, this is the declaration of the Lord God, I will make the sun go down at noon. I will darken the land in the daytime. I will turn your feasts into mourning and all your songs into lamentation. I will cause everyone to wear sackcloth and every head to be shaved. I will make that grief like mourning for an only son and its outcome like a bitter day. Look, the days are coming. This is the declaration of the Lord God, when I will send a famine through the land. Not a famine of bread or a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. People will stagger from sea to sea and roam from north to east seeking the word of the Lord, but they will not find it. In that day, the beautiful young women, the young men also, will faint from thirst. those who swear by the guilt of Samaria and say, as your God lives, Dan, or as the way of Beersheba lives, they will fall, never to rise again. Chapter 9. I saw the Lord standing beside the altar, and he said, strike the capitals of the pillars so that the thresholds shake. Knock them down on the heads of all the people. Then I will kill the rest of them with the sword. None of those who flee will get away. None of the fugitives will escape. If they dig down to Sheol, from there my hand will take them. If they climb up to heaven, from there I will bring them down. If they hide on the top of Carmel, from there I will track them down and seize them. If they conceal themselves from my sight on the sea floor, from there I will command the sea serpent to bite them. And if they are driven by their enemies into captivity, from there I will command the sword to kill them. I will keep my eye on them for harm and not for good. The Lord, the God of armies, he touches the earth. It melts, and all who dwell in it mourn. All of it rises like the Nile and subsides like the Nile of Egypt. He builds his upper chambers in the heavens and lays the foundation of his vault on the earth. He summons the water of the sea and pours it out over the surface of the earth. The Lord is his name. Israelites, are you not like the Cushites to me? This is the Lord's declaration. Didn't I bring Israel from the land of Egypt, the Philistines from Kaphtor, and the Arameans from Kir? Look, the eyes of the Lord God are on the sinful kingdom, and I will obliterate it from the face of the earth. However, I will not totally destroy the house of Jacob. This is the Lord's declaration. For I am about to give the command, and I will shake the house of Israel among all the nations, as one shakes a sieve, but not a pebble will fall to the ground. All the sinners among my people who say, disaster will never overtake or confront us, will die by the sword. In that day I will restore the fallen shelter of David. I will repair its gaps, restore its ruins, and rebuild it as in the days of old, so that they may possess the remnant of Edom and all the nations that bear my name. This is the declaration of the Lord. He will do this. Look, the days are coming. This is the Lord's declaration, when the plowman will overtake the reaper and the one who treads grapes, the sower of seed. The mountains will drip with sweet wine and all the hills will flow with it. I will restore the fortunes of my people Israel. They will rebuild and occupy ruined cities, plant vineyards and drink their wine, make gardens and eat their produce. I will plant them on their land, and they will never again be uprooted from the land I have given them. The Lord your God has spoken. Obadiah chapter 1. The vision of Obadiah. This is what the Lord God has said about Edom. We have heard a message from the Lord. An envoy has been sent among the nations. Rise up and let us go to war against her. Look, I will make you insignificant among the nations. You will be deeply despised. Your arrogant heart has deceived you, you who live in clefts of the rock, in your home, on the heights, who say to yourself, who can bring me down to the ground? Though you seem to soar like an eagle and make your nest among the stars, even from there I will bring you down. This is the Lord's declaration. If thieves came to you, if marauders by night, how ravaged you would be! Wouldn't they steal only what they wanted? If grape pickers came to you, wouldn't they leave some grapes? How Esau will be pillaged, his hidden treasures searched out. Everyone who has a treaty with you will drive you to the border. Everyone at peace with you will deceive and conquer you. Those who eat your bread will set a trap for you. He will be unaware of it. In that day, this is the Lord's declaration, will I not eliminate the wise ones of Edom and those who understand from the hill country of Esau? Taman, your warriors will be terrified so that everyone from the hill country of Esau will be destroyed by slaughter. You will be covered with shame and destroyed forever because of violence done to your brother Jacob. On the day you stood aloof, on the day strangers captured his wealth, while foreigners entered his city gate and cast lots for Jerusalem, you were just like one of them. Do not gloat over your brother in the day of his calamity. Do not rejoice over the people of Judah in the day of their destruction. Do not boastfully mock in the day of distress. Do not enter my people's city gate in the day of their disaster. Yes, you. Do not gloat over their misery in the day of their disaster, and do not appropriate their possessions in the day of their disaster. Do not stand at the crossroads to cut off their fugitives, and do not hand over their survivors in the day of distress. For the day of the Lord is near against all the nations. As you have done, it will be done to you. What you deserve will return on your own head. As you have drunk on my holy mountain, so all the nations will drink continually. They will drink and gulp down and be as though they had never been. But there will be a deliverance on Mount Zion, and it will be holy. The house of Jacob will dispossess those who dispossess them. Then the house of Jacob will be a blazing fire, and the house of Joseph a burning flame, but the house of Esau will be stubble. Jacob will set them on fire and consume Edom. Therefore no survivor will remain on the house of Esau, for the Lord has spoken. People from the Negev will possess the hill country of Esau. Those from the Judean foothills will possess the land of the Philistines. They will possess the territories of Ephraim and Samaria, while Benjamin will possess Gilead. The exiles of the Israelites who are in Halah, and who are among the Canaanites as far as Zarephath, as well as the exiles of Jerusalem who are in Sepharad, will possess the cities of the Negev. Saviors will ascend Mount Zion to rule over the hill country of Esau, but the kingdom will be the Lord's.
Jonah chapter 1. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai, saying, "Get up, go to Nineveh, the great city, and cry out against it, because their wickedness has come up before me." But Jonah got up to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found there a ship going to Tarshish. He paid its fare and went down into it to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord hurled a great wind upon the sea, and a mighty storm came upon the sea, so that the ship was in danger of breaking up. Then the sailors were afraid, and each cried to his God. They tossed the ship's cargo into the sea in order to lighten the load. But Jonah had gone down into the hold of the ship, had lain down, and was fast asleep. The captain came to him and said, "What are you doing asleep? Get up, call to your God. Perhaps your God will consider us so that we will not perish." The sailors said to one another, "Come, let us cast lots that we may know on whose account this disaster has come upon us." So they cast lots, and the lot fell on Jonah. Then the sailors said to Jonah, "Tell us why this disaster has come upon us. What is your occupation? Where do you come from? What is it? What is your country? And from what people are you?" Jonah replied, "I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land." Then the men were very afraid and said to him, "What is this you have done?" For the men knew that he was fleeing from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. Then they said to Jonah, "What shall we do to you so that the sea may quiet down for us?" The sea was growing stormier. So Jonah said to them, "Pick me up and toss me into the sea. Then the sea will quiet down for you. For I know that it is on my account this great storm has come upon you." Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to bring the ship to land, but they could not do it, for the sea grew more tempestuous against them. Then they cried to the Lord and said, "Please, Lord, do not let us perish for this man's life, and do not make us guilty for innocent blood. For you, Lord, have done as it pleased you." So they picked up Jonah and tossed him into the sea. Then the sea ceased from its raging. Therefore, the men were very afraid of the Lord, and they offered a sacrifice to the Lord and made vows. The prayers and deliverance of Jonah. Now the Lord appointed a great fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. Then Jonah prayed to the Lord his God from the belly of the fish. He said, "I called to the Lord out of my distress, and he answered me. Out of the belly of Sheol I cried, and you heard my voice. You cast me into the deep, into the heart of the sea, and the flood surrounded me. All your billows and your waves passed over me. Then I said, I am cast away from your sight. Yet I will look again to your holy temple. The waters encompassed me, even to my soul. The deep surrounded me. Weeds were wrapped around my head. I went down to the foundations of the mountains. The earth and its bars was around me forever. Yet you have brought up my life from the pit, O Lord, my God. When my life was ebbing away, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came to you into your holy temple. Those who follow vain idols forsake their true loyalty, but I will sacrifice to you with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay what I have vowed. Salvation is the Lord. Then the Lord spoke to the fish, and it vomited Jonah out upon dry land. Jonah preached at Nineveh. Chapter 3. The word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, get up and go to Nineveh, the great city, and proclaim it to the message that I tell you. So Jonah got up and went to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was exceedingly a large city, a 3-day journey across. Jonah began to enter the city going a day's walk, and he cried out, in a 40 days time, Nineveh will be overthrown. So the people of Nineveh believed God and proclaimed a fast, and everyone great and small put on sackcloth. When the news reached the king of Nineveh, he arose from his throne, removed his robe, covered himself in sackcloth, and sat in ashes. Then he made a proclamation to Nineveh. By the decree of God and his nobles, no man or animal, no herd nor flock shall taste anything. They shall not eat or drink water. Both man and animal shall cover themselves with sackcloth and cry mighty to God, and shall turn from their evil ways and from the violence that is in their hands. Who knows? God may relent and change his mind. He may turn from his fierce anger, and so that we will not perish. When God saw their actions, that they turned from their evil ways, he changed his mind about the disaster that he had and he would bring upon them, and he did not do it. Jonah chapter 4. Jonah's anger and the Lord's compassion. Now this greatly displeased Jonah, and he became angry. He prayed to the Lord and said, oh God, is this not what I said while I was still in my own land? This is the reason that I fled before to Tarshish, because I knew that you are a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger, abundant in faithfulness, and ready to relent from punishment. Therefore, Lord, take my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live. Then the Lord said, is it right for you to be angry? So Jonah went out of the city and sat down east of the city and made for himself a booth there. He sat under it in the shade, waiting to see what would happen to the city. Then the Lord appointed a plant, and it grew over Jonah to provide shade over his head, to provide comfort from his grief. And Jonah was very happy about the plant. But at dawn the next day, God appointed a worm to attack the plant so that it withered. When the sun rose, God appointed a scorching east wind, and the sun beat upon the head of Jonah so that he became faint and asked that he might die. He said, it is better for me to die than to live. Then God said to Jonah, is it right for you to be angry about the plant? And Jonah replied, it is right for me to be angry even to death. The Lord said, you are troubled about the plant for which you did not labor and did not grow. It came upon in a night and perished in a night. Should I not therefore be concerned about Nineveh, the great city, in which there are more than 120,000 people who did not know their right hand from their left, and also many animals? Micah chapter 1. The word of the Lord, which came to Micah the Moreshite in the days of Joram, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah, which he saw regarding Samaria and Jerusalem. Hear all you people, listen, earth and everything in it, that the Lord sovereign may be a witness against you, for the Lord from his holy temple. Look, the Lord is coming out from his place so that he might come down and tread up on the high places of the earth. The mountains will melt beneath him and the valleys split apart like wax before fire, like water deluged behind and down a slope. All this because of the transgression of Jacob and because of the sins of the house of Israel. What is the transgression of Jacob? It is not Samaria. And what is the high place of Judah? It is not Jerusalem. Therefore, I will make Samaria a heap in the field for the planting of the vineyards. I will dump her stones into the valley and expose her foundations. All her idols shall be shattered and her gifts burn with the fire. And I will annihilate her images because she gathered them as the wages of a prostitute. And as the wages of a prostitute, they will be used again. Because of this, I will lament and wail. I will go about barefoot and naked. I will howl like the jackals and moan like owlets. For her wound is mortal. For it has come to Judah. It has extended to the gate of my people, to Jerusalem. Do not tell it in Gath. Do not weep at all in Beth Orpah. Roll around in dust. Pass on your way, inhabitants of Shapir, naked and ashamed, the inhabitants of Zana have not come out. The morning of Beth Ezel has taken from you its foothold. Indeed, the inhabitants of Merah wait anxiously for good, because calamity has come down from the Lord to the gate of Jerusalem. Harness the chariots to the steeds, inhabitants of Lachish. It was the beginning of sin to the daughters of Zion, because in you were found the transgression of Israel. Therefore, you will give parting gifts to Moresheth Gath. The houses of Azekim will be deception to the kings of Israel. I will bring again a conqueror to you, inhabitants of Mareshah. The glory of Israel will come to Adullam. Make yourself bald and shave your head for the children of your delight. Make yourself as bald as an eagle, for they will go from you into exile. Chapter 2. Woe to those who conceive wickedness, to those who devise evil on their beds. At morning light, they execute it because it is in the power of their hand. They covet fields and seize them, and houses and take them. They defraud a man of his house and a fellow man of his inheritance. Therefore, thus says the Lord, I am devising disaster against this family from which you cannot remove your necks. You will not walk haughtily, for it will be a time of calamity. In that day, they will take you up a taunt against you, and they will wail a wailing lament and say, we are totally ruined. He diminishes the portion of my people. How he removes it from me. To a traitor, he reassigns our fields. Therefore, you will not have anyone to apportion the land by lot in the assembly of the Lord. do not prophesy, they say. One should not prophesy about these things. Disgrace will not overtake us. Should it be said, O house of Jacob, is the spirit of the Lord impatient? And these his deeds, do not my words benefit him who walk uprightly? But lately my people rise up like an enemy. You strip off the robe rich from those who pass by trustingly, like men returning from war. The women of my people you drive out from their delightful homes. From their children you take my adornment forever. Get up and go. This is not the resting place, because uncleanness ruins and ruins sickens. If a man going about rapidly and deceitfully lies, I will preach for you wine and beer. He would be just a preacher for this people. I will indeed assemble Jacob, all of you. I will indeed gather the remnant of Israel. I will place them together like sheep in a fold, like a herd in its pasture, thronging with people. He who breaks through has gone up before him. They will break through and pass the gate and go out by it. Then the kings will pass on better than the Lord at their head.
Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. It's hard to read about the destruction that sin brings, but you spoke to your people through the prophets, telling them to seek the Lord and live. And that's what we're doing today, Lord. We are seeking you. Just as the people of Israel rebuilt the ruins of their cities, we're asking that you would rebuild what seems ruined in our lives. We need your help, Father. The pride of our hearts has deceived us, and at times we feel like Jonah as he prayed to you from the belly of the fish when the water was covering him and the weeds were wrapped around his head. Things can feel discouraging and desperate at times, yet you bring life up from the pit, and we pray for the healing of our hearts and lives today, Lord. Just as the people of Nineveh turned from their evil ways, help us repent of anything we need to repent of. Your word is good for our souls and our bodies and our minds. We trust you, Father, for you are good and your love endures forever. Amen.